The Day of Pentecost, June 8th. The Collect and Psalm will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. The First Lesson, Second Lesson, and Gospel will be read from the International Children's Bible. Almighty God, on this day you opened the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel, that it may reach to the ends of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Or this: O God, who on this day taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The first lesson is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, or from Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. From Acts: When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a noise came from heaven. It sounded like a strong wind blowing. This noise filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw something that looked like flames of fire. The flames were separated and stood over each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak different languages. The Holy Spirit was giving them the power to speak these languages. There were some religious Jews staying in Jerusalem, who were from every country in the world. When they heard this noise, a crowd came together. They were all surprised because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were completely amazed at this. They said, "Look, aren't all these men that we hear speaking from Galilee? But each one of us hears them in his own language. How is this possible? We are from different places: Parthia, Media, Elam, Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, the areas of Libya near Cyrene, Rome, both Jews and those who had become Jews, Crete and Arabia. But we hear these men telling in our own languages about the great things God has done." They were all amazed and confused. They asked each other, "What does this mean?" But others were making fun of them, saying, "They have had too much wine." But Peter stood up with the 11 apostles. In a loud voice he spoke to the crowd, "My fellow Jews and all of you who are in Jerusalem, listen to me. Pay attention to what I have to say. These men are not drunk, as you think. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning. But Joel the prophet wrote about what is happening here today. God says, 'In the last days I will give my Spirit freely to all kinds of people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. At that time I will give my Spirit even to my servants, both men and women, and they will prophesy. I will show miracles in the sky and on the earth: blood, fire, and thick smoke. The sun will become dark, the moon will become red as blood, and then the great and glorious day of the Lord will come. Then anyone who asks the Lord for help will be saved.'" Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. At this time the whole world spoke one language. Everyone used the same words. As people moved from the east, they found a plain in the land of Babylonia. They settled there to live. They said to each other, "Let's make bricks and bake them to make them hard." So they used bricks instead of stones, and tar instead of mortar. Then they said to each other, "Let's build for ourselves a city and a tower, and let's make the top of the tower reach high into the sky. We will become famous. If we do this, we will not be scattered over all the earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the people had built. The Lord said, "Now these people are united. They all speak the same language. This is only the beginning of what they will do. They will be able to do anything they want. Come, let us go down and confuse their language. Then they will not be able to understand each other." So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is where the Lord confused the language of the whole world. So the place is called Babel. So the Lord caused them to spread out from there over all the whole world. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The psalm appointed for the day is Psalm 104, verses 25 to 35, and verse 37. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the great and wide sea, with its living things too many to number, creatures both small and great. There move the ships, and there is that Leviathan, which you have made for the sport of it. All of them look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it to them, they gather it, you open your hand, and they are filled with good things. You hide your face, and they are terrified. You take away their breath, and they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in all his works. He looks at the earth, and it trembles. He touches the mountains, and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being. May these words of mine please him. I will rejoice in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. The second lesson is from Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, or from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. Romans. The true children of God are those who let God's Spirit lead them. The Spirit that we received is not a Spirit that makes us slaves again to fear. The Spirit that we have makes us children of God. And with that Spirit we say, "Father, dear Father." And the Spirit Himself joins with our spirits to say that we are God's children. If we are God's children, then we will receive the blessings God has for us. We will receive these things from God together with Christ, but we must suffer as Christ suffered, and then we will have glory as Christ has glory. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The first lesson is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, or from Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. From Acts. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a noise came from heaven. It sounded like a strong wind blowing. This noise filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw something that looked like flames of fire. The flames were separated and stood over each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak different languages. The Holy Spirit was giving them the power to speak these languages. There were some religious Jews staying in Jerusalem, who were from every country in the world. When they heard this noise, a crowd came together. They were all surprised because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were completely amazed at this. They said, "Look, aren't all these men that we hear speaking from Galilee? But each one of us hears them in his own language. How is this possible? We are from different places: Parthia, Media, Elam, Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, the areas of Libya near Cyrene, Rome, both Jews and those who had become Jews, Crete and Arabia. But we hear these men telling in our own languages about the great things God has done." They were all amazed and confused. They asked each other, "What does this mean?" But others were making fun of them, saying, "They have had too much wine." But Peter stood up with the 11 apostles. In a loud voice he spoke to the crowd, "My fellow Jews and all of you who are in Jerusalem, listen to me. Pay attention to what I have to say. These men are not drunk, as you think. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning. But Joel, the prophet, wrote about what is happening here today. God says, 'In the last days I will give my spirit freely to all kinds of people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. At that time I will give my spirit even to my servants, both men and women, and they will prophesy. I will show miracles in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and thick smoke. The sun will become dark, the moon will become red as blood, and then the great and glorious day of the Lord will come. Then anyone who asks the Lord for help will be saved.'" Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from John chapter 14, verses 8 through 17, and 25 through 27. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father. That is all we need." Jesus answered, "I have been with you a long time now. Do you still not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So why do you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I say to you don't come from me. The Father lives in me, and he is doing his own work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or believe because of the miracles I have done. I tell you the truth. He who believes in me will do the same things that I do. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And if you ask for anything in my name, I will do it for you. Then the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will do the things I command. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. He will give you this helper to be with you forever. The Helper is the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it does not see him or know him. But you know him. He lives with you, and he will be in you. I have told you all these things while I am with you, but the Helper will teach you everything. He will cause you to remember all the things I told you. This Helper is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. I leave you peace. My peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world does. So don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid." The Gospel of the Lord. On June 13th, we celebrate the life of Gilbert Keith Chesterton, apologist and writer, read from a great cloud of witnesses. Born on May 29, 1874, Gilbert Keith Chesterton was one of the intellectual giants of his day and was known for his writing that spanned fields as diverse as literary criticism, fiction and fantasy, satire, and Christian apologetics. Chesterton often blended elements of such genres together, as indicated in his famous novel, The Man Who Was Thursday, which combines a mystery plot with Christian imagery and symbolism. His work in the field of literary criticism was immensely influential in his day, and his book-length study of Charles Dickens can be credited with bringing that author's work back to the forefront of scholarly study. As a young man, Chesterton had been fascinated with spiritualism and the occult, but his faith grew stronger over the years as he devoted himself to the defense of what he called orthodoxy, which was for him, among other things, an acknowledgement of the mystery and paradox of Christian faith in an age of increasing skepticism. His spiritual journey toward the ancient faith of the Church culminated in his conversion to the Roman Catholic Church in 1922. In works such as Orthodoxy and the Everlasting Man, Chesterton defended Christian faith with a unique blend of wit and religious fervor, while simultaneously satirizing the prevailing viewpoints of the day that often sought to dismiss faith as irrational and unnecessary. The latter work was particularly important to C.S. Lewis, who called it the best apologetic work I know. Today, Chesterton is still known and loved for his sharp wit, his intellectual tenacity, and his refusal to resolve the ambiguities of Christian faith in favor of facile and passing conceptions of truth. His work has influenced intellectual figures as diverse as Ernest Hemingway and Dorothy L. Sayers, and he is a figure beloved of Protestants and Catholics alike. Chesterton died at Beaconsfield in England on June 14, 1936. Let us pray. O God of earth and altar, you gave G.K. Chesterton a ready tongue and pen and inspired him to use them in your service. Mercifully grant that we may be inspired to witness cheerfully to the hope that is in us, through Jesus Christ our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.